Most of us are wasting so much of our own potential because we are holding ourselves back. We tell ourselves a story. We have a good reason for why we're not performing at our very best. And sometimes we even convince ourselves that it's the world's fault, the people around us, you know, circumstance, and just being unlucky. But in reality, it's buying into the idea that there's anything out there in the world that can stop you from achieving what you want, from becoming the type of person that you want to be. Nothing can really get in the way if you don't let it. But that's exactly it. We let it. We let people's opinions get to us. We buy into this idea that we were told, or we just somehow don't have the energy. We feel like we don't have the capacity. When in reality, at any point, we can turn it all around and break free. If you set your goals and worked hard every single day to move closer to them, absolutely nothing could really take you away from your end result. The thing that you desire, the target that you have, it's attainable and it's within reach. But of course, if you quit or give up or hold yourself back, then chances are you will never achieve it. And as simple as that sounds, there's something really liberating about the thought of, I do what I'm supposed to do. If I know what I want and I do what I'm supposed to do to get it, I will probably get it. It's only a matter of time. But that delayed gratification doesn't feel good. So we come up with reasons for why it's not gonna happen, or how everything just won't work out. And of course, it's not the right time, and I'm not the right person right now. And at some point later, I will be, and then maybe I'll do everything that I need to do and get everything that I ever wanted. It's the good old one day or day one. Are you starting? Are you progressing? Right now is an opportunity. You can take this moment and turn it into the moment where you changed your whole life. And if you're already on the right track, then speed up your progress by doubling down and buying in, really realizing and analyzing and getting clarity on what is working for me and what is not. In a sense, getting out of your own way also means not spending time with people who pull you down, who make you feel like you can't become the person that you want to become, who make you feel like you can't achieve what you want to achieve. You need to surround yourself with positive energy that supports you, that makes you feel like you can do what you want to do, that you can become who you want to become. Because if you don't believe it, then it's going to be incredibly difficult to defy yourself, to overcome. Instead, we need alignment. One thing that's been incredibly powerful with clients that I worked with over the years is having them truly believe and feel like they've already achieved their goal, that they already are the person that they want to become. And you might think, well, isn't that delusional? No, we need to convince your subconscious mind that you're already there, because then you don't put the goal or the thing on a pedestal. You're no longer, you know, running, chasing after it desperately. It's actually that lack of self-worth that is the most dangerous, because it makes you question whether or not you even deserve what you want, if you even deserve good things in your life. And of course, if you question that, if you put pressure on insecurity, if there's a lot of weight there, then it becomes really difficult to buy in and have confidence. But I'm telling you right now that you deserve to feel good about yourself. You deserve to buy into the idea that you are more than good enough, that you are more than capable. And I want you to tell yourself that and really hear it and really feel it. In fact, you know, any chance that you get, the soonest that you can, look yourself in the mirror, in your dominant eye, the one that you have the stronger connection with, and say to yourself, I love you. Why? Because unconditional love for yourself, for no reason, just giving it to yourself, it builds true self-confidence and self-esteem, and it gives you a platform to stand on. It's really astonishing to see the impact that the state of mind the person is in has on their performance. When somebody is not feeling good about themselves, when somebody is not thinking well, they become people who get in their own way. They become someone who self-sabotages, and they really underperform consistently until we shift their state of mind. I'm talking about top-level athletes, you know, people who are artists or performers, people who run massive businesses that impact the whole world, you know, people who are actually in their prime and still you'll see it where they just slide off their game a little bit, and all of a sudden, everything is impacted. Because when you are the person who is in charge of your own life, when it's really all down to you, and you're not feeling good, and you're not thinking well, then of course, all your results across the board will suffer. Your relationships will be much more difficult and strained. You know, you won't progress in your career. Your finances will take a hit. Your health, obviously, will decline as well. And that's because you're not taking care of the way that you feel and think. So make it a priority. Really break down what's going on in your head and really question whether or not you're happy with what's happening or if there needs to be some change. And if you want my personal support, coaching, and guidance every week to help you become the best version of yourself, then I invite you to go to eraphael.com. The link is in the description. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll talk, see if it's a good fit. And if so, I'll be coaching you and supporting you personally to make sure that you are performing at your very best. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com. Link is in the description. I'm hoping to talk to you soon. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one. I will catch you on the next.